Going off the glass, you know, coached by Larry Fisher, you're always going to get a tough game. I think they had a game last week. I think they kind of had two different teams for each half, so I suppose they're probably a week ahead of us where we are at the moment. We're going into our first game and probably be looking at the same situation, people playing 40, 50 minutes and then bringing on another group of young and inexperienced players, so good opportunity for a few lads. Yeah, it was good. It was, I suppose, it's the toughest part of the year, you know, 8 weeks of just trying to get your body prepared for a long season. So yeah, it was quite enjoyable. I suppose last year was really my first year doing a full pre-season due to injuries and stuff, so I'm kind of, I suppose, enjoying it more than others who've done 8 or 9 of them. They're kind of getting fed up with them, but I suppose the lack of not having done them has kind of kept the buzz about it for me. I think just, I suppose, I played a lot of games last year, so I suppose trying to keep that again. I think I was involved in nearly 30 odd games last year, so ideally that'd be the best case scenario again. Maybe try and get a few more starts, but I suppose going forward that'd be the aim anyway.
What aspects of the pre-season have differed from the previous management?
I suppose we're trying to adapt a new kind of philosophy and style of play with kind of a new developing squad. So, you know, it's kind of, but the international's been away as well. You know, we've a lot of young academy lads coming up and they're looking to get their opportunity. So I suppose trying to integrate that into the system and kind of build a new strategy and what we're about. So, yeah, it should be interesting times going forward.
And as Anthony Foley set out, targets that you have to meet this year?
I suppose every team sets targets at the start of the year and the aim is to meet those, but I suppose they got to be dynamic. You know, they're not always going to go exactly the way you want it, and you need to be able to adjust and reset after that. So, you know, we have our targets for the start of the season, looking to win as many games as we can, and I suppose we'll reassess that then in a few weeks.
Looking at the Champions Cup draw, you got a tough draw with Saracens and Claremont, but there are obviously challenges that you will meet head on and will look forward to.
Yeah, well, I suppose going to such a world-class tournament, you know, there's never going to be an easy draw. You know, Claremont and Saracens are two of the, I suppose, the biggest teams around at the moment. You know, they've a lot of backing, some world-class players, and I suppose that's what Munster's built on, you know, going to these kind of places and upsetting people, so we'd look forward to it.
Yeah, pre-season now, and you're looking forward to Gloucester. That'll obviously be a good run out for you, and kind of you'll know where you're at.
Yeah, there's a few fellas busting at the seams now to get out there. You know, we've been kind of kicking lumps out of each other there the last couple of weeks, so we're just looking forward to putting it into practice against someone else, I suppose, and not hurting each other. It's all done. Look, it's a pre-season friendly at the end of the day, so it'd be good for our crowd to have it at home, but we're playing in Waterford the week after, so that'll give everyone a chance to come out and cheer us on and see how we're getting on. So, you know, they set the standards, they lead it, so when they're away, it's up to other people to come up and step up to the mark. So, you know, they were away for a couple of days last week, and I felt a few of the fellas like Johnny Holland and Co came up and stood up to the mark and helped bring it on to where we needed to be. So take it week to week, you know, you can't concentrate in games that are 3 or 4 weeks ahead. So, you know, it's pre-season one this week, or pre-season friendly one this week, so we're just looking at that at the moment, and then next week we look at London Irish, and then we'll go to Edinburgh after that. So taking it week by week.
What's it like having the likes of Flannery and Co and the coaching staff?
Yeah, it's good to have a few of the lads back. I suppose most people know he's a good bit of a character, so he's good to have around. You know, very professional on the pitch, but he still loves to have that bit of crack. Same with Mikko. You know, Mikko was always, I suppose, the old wise head around. Even when he was only 25, 26, he looked 36. So he was still the wise head. You know, so it's good to have them back. I suppose I would have played, trained a good bit with Mikko there the last couple of years before he finished up. So it's good to see them back. You know, keeping that tradition of Munster going. They know. You know, they know what it's built on. They have built what it is today, so it's good to see them back.
And with Axel being such a Munster legend and the aura that comes with him, I mean, like, how does that rub off on you then?
Yeah, I suppose I had Axel, he coached me in the A's a few years ago when I was only young and coming up, so I kind of know what he's about. You know, he's good, he gives those players license to play, you know, play what's in front of them, and you know, he kind of takes the pressure off them, so, which is a good thing, I think, especially for all the young lads coming up, getting that experience.
And a lot of places up for grabs before the 5th of September, before the opening game, the league. So a lot of fellas looking to make a name for themselves over the next 2 games.
Yeah, exactly. None of the internationals are playing this week, and I think a few are back next week. So it'll be a great opportunity for some of those young lads. You know, Stevie there playing fullback. I think he's 18 years of age. So, you know, he's a kid with a bright future. Johnny Holland playing 10 there. It's a good chance for him to get a good run and see how he goes. So.